On University of Central Arkansas Week, Shakespeare and comedy might give at-risk youth a better path. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Adam Frank, professor of anthropology and performance studies, describes this research.
Does exposure to theater contribute to improved self-image, better coping skills, and reduced likelihood of recidivism for youth on probation in the Arkansas juvenile justice system? Over the last 3 years, approximately 50 juvenile probationers in Faulkner County have been mandated by the county juvenile court to participate in one of two theater workshop series in a collaboration between the court, the university, and a local theater company. The first 8-part workshop series has focused on using comedy improvisation and the theater of the oppressed techniques of Brazilian theater artist Augusto Boal to provide a space for teen participants to create short plays about community or social problems they wish to address. The second workshop series also starts with comedy improv, but focuses on using poetry and Shakespeare to tap into the expressive imagination. Currently under review by the university's Institutional Review Board, the research project is a qualitative study following up with past participants and court personnel to identify short and long-term outcomes of the workshops. Through questionnaires and in-depth interviews, probation officers and past workshop participants will have an opportunity to express their views on the effectiveness of the workshops. Measures of effectiveness will include actual rates of recidivism among participants, as well as subjective measures of satisfaction. The qualitative results will be compared to court-generated data gathered through SAVORY, the Structured Assessment of Violence Risk in Youth.
That was Adam Frank of Central Arkansas University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.